Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, joined in the studio by Bill Evans and Desiree Roan. And Mr. Evans is here for an artist in residence. And I guess they can tell us more about technically what that is, a two-week intensive, correct?
Yes, it's a two-week dance intensive that's partly funded through the Alaska State Council on the Arts. And very, very excited to have my teacher and mentor, Bill Evans, here to work with our students at KTB along with our instructors and alumni.
And maybe you could speak a little bit about how, because you said he's your teacher, so how did it work out to get this residency together?
Well, I was very excited. We've been in contact normally. Often, we've known each other for, gosh, over 25 years, near 30 years.
Almost 30 years.
Yeah, yes. I asked him if he would be interested in coming and when might be a possible time for him to come to Ketchikan to work with Ketchikan Theater Ballet in the community. And he said he was available now, which worked out perfectly because there's so much wonderful dance things going on in our community. We've got Giggle Feet right around the corner.
All right. We'll talk about that a little bit. So, Mr. Evans, tell folks a bit about your background.
Well, I have danced my entire life. I'm 76 years old, still performing. Started dancing when I was 3. I was started as a tap dancer. Became a professional ballet dancer, then became a professional modern dancer, founded my own company in 1975. In 1976 and again in 1980, the Alaska Council on the Arts brought my company, which was based in Seattle at that time, brought us to Alaska and toured us throughout the whole state for 5 weeks each time. So I fell in love with Alaska way back then, and they took us everywhere. We went all the way from Barrow to Bethel to Nome to Juneau to Fairbanks. And so when Desiree told me that she'd like me to come to Ketchikan, I said, absolutely, yes. It's been a long time since I was in Alaska, and it's such a beautiful part of the world. I was so thrilled to be here. In 1988, I became a college professor, first at Indiana University, then at the University of New Mexico, where I am a distinguished emeritus professor. Then I took a job at the State University of New York, Brockport, where I am an emeritus professor. So I've retired from two university dance programs, and I'm now living in Providence, Rhode Island. And starting a new chapter of my life.
Yeah, you just finished your birthday tour all over.
Yeah.
You were performing all over the
right.
world.
Right. I started at age 40. I started celebrating my birthdays with solo performances. And when I turned 75, I put together a new performance, and I toured it to all the places I had lived. So I went at all those places and just finished it in time for my 76th birthday performance, which I did in Providence.
And you, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you mentioned you started dancing. It sounds like you just knew from the start you wanted to be a dancer.
Well, you know, it wasn't in my consciousness, but when I was 3 years old, my Aunt Dorothy took me to a film. I had never seen a movie. This is before TV, of course. So she took me to the Mormon Warthouse. I grew up in Salt Lake City, and we saw a film, and there was Fred Astaire tap dancing. So this little three-year-old guy went home and started tap dancing. It seemed like the most natural thing in the world for anybody to do. So from ages 3 to 8 and a half, when my parents finally let me take lessons, I made up my own tap dances, and I performed it for anybody who'd come to visit. I would give them a little a tap dance performance. So I say that dance chose me. I didn't choose dance. It was, I saw dance, and I somehow knew it was for me. So that's became my life. I'm very happy that I was introduced to my life's passion so early, and it's been good to me.
Well, it's definitely a healthy choice in life, too.
I think so. When every year I go to have my physical, and my doctor says, well, you're 10 years younger than your stated age. And I think, well, thanks to dance, it's kept me, moving, and it's kept me happy.
You have developed your own dance company or companies?
I did. I formed my own company in 1975, and for a number of years, we were the most booked dance company in the United States under the dance touring program of the National Endowment for the Arts, and that's how we came to make those tours here in Alaska. Yes, I formed my own company. We celebrated 40 years in 2014. And more significantly than that, I think I have developed my own dance technique. Mm. And my true life's passion is as an educator. I love to perform. I love to choreograph. But teaching is my deepest passion. And for 18 years now, I have conducted summer programs for dance educators who come from really all over the world. And we just finished the 18th summer of my Bill Evans Dance Teachers Intensive at Hobart and William Smith College in Geneva, New York, the Finger Lakes region of New York State. And so that's been my most significant contribution to the field, I think, is sharing my most pedagogy, my way of teaching, not only what I teach, but how I teach. And Desiree and I came in contact years ago, and she has participated in some of my summer programs. She has taught ballet in that program, and she's been a student in the program. And what interests me is helping young people develop a healthy relationship to their bodies. There are patterns of dance training that can be damaging to young bodies. So I've studied anatomy, kinesiology, and movement analysis deeply for many, many years, and I try to incorporate this body knowledge into the way I teach dance so that young people can develop happy, healthy relationships with their bodies, whether they decide to pursue dance as a career or not. We're all going to move as long as we're alive. So our relationship with our own bodies, our sense of being truly embodied, is so significant for every human being. So my joy in life, my greatest joy in life, has been helping people develop body awareness and value and validate bodily wisdom. And so that's why I'm so happy to be here.
We're very happy to have you here. It's been wonderful this first week. I've actually got to get into class a little bit, and that's been very inspiring. I'm hoping to do more. And we have student participants in our intensive right now, along with some of our KTB staff, and some alumni have been dropping in to take master classes. And next week, we're going to extend the dance intensive with a teacher's seminar where Mr. Evans will be working with the teachers through dance kinesiology and also a pedagogy workshop about how, you know, as he was saying, his approach to teaching dance and being safe and healthy with your body and the movement. And that's, I think, a great gift. He's very, very phenomenally great at doing that, and I'm just thrilled to have him here.
Is that what is unique about your technique, that body awareness?
Well, I would say yes. When I was 29 years old, I had been dancing professionally, passionately, and I was chronically injured in my neck and my low back and my knee, my right knee. Like many dancers, I had this chronic injury patterns. And I was performing at that week in New York City in the Delacorte Theater. It was a really 3,000 people a night, so I was performing all week long. And I had to go see a sports medicine doctor and get a cortisone injection in my neck in order to get through the performances. And after he gave me the cortisone injection, he gave me this little sheet of paper with the possible side effects, which included blindness and deafness. And I thought, oh, what am I doing to myself? So I stopped taking technique classes from anybody else. That year, I worked for the Deutsche Oper Ballet in West Berlin, Germany. And while I was there, instead of taking other people's classes every day, I went into the dance studio by myself and started to figure out how I could move in a way that seemed healthful and regenerative and not destructive. And that led me to pursue certification in Laban movement analysis. It led me to study dance kinesiology, anatomy. And so over these many decades, I've incorporated that knowledge into the way I teach dance technique. And over the years, all my chronic injury patterns disappeared, and I'm less injured now than I was as a young man.
And still performing.
And it's really due to the fact that I've taken knowledge from these other areas and applied it to dance. Now, what I'm doing is, I'm not the only person doing this by any means, because as we've gained more knowledge about the human body, about how we can move in harmony with the body's needs, lots and lots of dance teachers throughout the world are now embracing this kind of approach. But I am happy to say that I was a pioneer in this movement.
Most definitely.
I'm not, certainly not the only person doing it, but I have... I helped many other people see how significant this is.
You're teaching the classes here right now. How are those going?
Well, I'm having a wonderful time. I'm teaching an hour and a half of my modern technique each day, and I have the students range from 14 to 50-something, I guess. I love teaching multi-generational groups. I think it's so important for younger dancers to work with older dancers and vice versa. And then I'm teaching an hour-long class in rhythm tap dance. I have been, as I mentioned earlier, I've been a tap dancer for my whole life. And then I'm choreographing a new piece, a piece with five tap dancers and four modern dancers, and they're working together. This is because I'm both a tap and a modern dancer. This is a kind of work I love to do. In my own work, I'm going to perform a solo in the Giggle Feet Festival on Friday night. I fuse modern and tap in my own dancing at the same time. But what I'm doing in this piece is I have modern dancers interacting with tap dancers, and they've been wonderful. There again, there's a 20-year age range maybe in the dancers. And it's wonderful. They're just... they're working really beautifully, and I'm introducing some of the youngsters to a whole different way of moving, and they're open-hearted, they're open, and we're having a lovely time.
For people like me who mm-hmm. aren't dancers, mm-hmm. but
no,
kind of no, want to be a dancer,
true.
Well,
you
I'm a well. I'm very slow at picking up the movements. It's like my brain and my feet just don't necessarily go together. What would you say to people who maybe, you know, want to dance but are a little reluctant about that? Any encouraging words to get them involved in movement?
Well, yes. life is movement. So everybody needs to move as much as they can, but they need to move in ways that aren't going to be destructive and cause injuries. So there are all kinds of... I know you have beginning-level classes, introductory-level classes
definitely.
At KTB.
Mm-hmm.
Dance is not necessarily right for everyone anyway. We all have different ways of generating knowledge and things which are meaningful to us. But movement is necessary in everybody's life. And we have become a culture that doesn't move enough. That kids who go to dance class are lucky kids. But for a number of years now, we've been strapping our children in plastic cases and carrying them around. And when I was a kid, nobody had these little carriers that we were strapped in. Mother had to hold us, and the child was constantly moving in relationship to the movement of the mother's body. And we used to put kids on the belly when they go through their developmental movement patterns. And then doctors said, well, don't put them on their belly because of fear of sudden infant death syndrome. So children have throughout our culture, throughout advanced cultures around the world, children have been deprived of the opportunities to go through the developmental movement processing that they had for countless generations before that. And so we see that there's a significant problem in our culture of hyperactivity attention deficit disorder and the movement wires the brain. As we go through our developmental movement processes in utero and in the early months of life, mind and the body are become one. And as we go through various movement stages, various stages of our mental, emotional development are also going on. So everybody needs to move. As a culture, we don't move nearly enough. And now children are given these wonderful little digital devices, and they can be entertained for hours and hours and hours just without moving at all. And wonderful as technology is, and it is marvelous and wonderful, it's not enough. People need to move to be fully alive, to be healthy, to develop their potential as human beings. So yoga is great, Zumba is great. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of things that people can do to engage in movement and help themselves become fuller and happier people.
Yeah, okay. And we definitely invite people to come and watch or participate in classes this week and next week and throughout KTB season when we start.
Okay, it's already started, but could people still register or show up?
People are dropping in for master classes. We have, you know, coming in for individual classes is not a problem at all.
Okay, and so again, coming up, there will be performances at the Giggle Feet Dance Festival, the piece that you're choreographing,
yes,
as well as your solo piece.
Right. Mm-hmm. My solo is to the famous Gershwin Preludes, the Three Preludes by George Gershwin. And it's a piece I dedicated to my mother when she was 97 years old, and she came to see me perform for the last time. It's a very special piece to me. And then the new piece is I'm choreographing it to Jamaican jazz, and it's a happy celebration.
Okay, and Giggle Feet's coming up on Friday, August 5th,
and
Sunday, August
the 7th. Exactly. I think tickets can be purchased through First City Players.
And I will perform only on the 5th. On the
Saturday,
I'm flying back to Boston. I started another workshop in Cambridge, Massachusetts on August 8th. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
Nope. I think we've covered everything. Thank you, Maria, for having us. And
thank you so much for being here, and look forward to the performances.
Thank you.
It is just about 5 minutes before 9:00.